Ah, g'day, mate. You look a little lost there. You wandering around the beach all on your lonesome. What you doing? Ah, tourist, are you? Yeah, I had you pegged for one. Where you from? Oh, mate, I've always wanted to visit there. And you're here by yourself? It's your first day. Well, let me be the first to welcome you to Australia. Hope you're enjoying the Gold Coast. Why'd you pick here to come, of all places? Ah, yeah, the beaches, of course. This really is the best place to be in Australia. Well, in my opinion. Personally, I think you picked the best beach in Australia to visit. This is surfer's paradise, my favourite place to be. Some days I just take a sickie just to spend it here on the beach. Yeah, I'm currently out with the other surfies. But if you want, you can join us. No? Oh, that's okay. Honestly, you look like a bit of a shark biscuit. What? Ah, I mean you didn't look like a surfer. You haven't run into too many yobbos, have you? There are some weird sorts on the beach if you're not careful. But lucky for you, you've run into a true blue, fair-dinkum Aussie. I'll give you the grand tour of my home. Don't worry, this Sheila will treat you right. So, anything in particular you want to see? Yeah, doubt you're going to see any roos in the city. You'd have to go well into the country before they jump out at you. Anything else you want to see? Besides me? Mate, don't think I haven't noticed you perving on me in my cozzy. Yeah, you. Your eyes have been glued to my chest since I said hello. Oh, don't worry. I don't mind. I might have been staring at you too. What can I say? You're a good-looking bloke. And I certainly look good in my togs. Yeah, I can't deny it. It really highlights my features. Don't you think? Maybe I should give you a proper Australian welcome. You know, a more private area of the beach. Come on, follow me. Yeah, this place here, it's a little less crowded. We can mind our own bizzo here. So, now then. Enjoying our little pash? Have you ever had an Australian kiss? Yeah. It's like a French kiss, but down under. You look pretty gobsmacked. But I can tell you're excited. I can feel it through your swim trunks. Come on, let's have a squeeze. Crikey, that's a big one. Maybe I exaggerate, you know. But it is bloody beautiful. Oh, mate. You ever been with an Aussie before? No? I can change that. You know, I know you enjoyed the view of me and my togs, but let me take these off, shall we? Then we can have a real Aussie root. Oh, look, don't mistake me for a root rat, though. I don't do this for all the tourists I meet. Just the cute ones. Yeah, even if you do seem like a bit of a dag. Now then. Oh. Yeah, bloody oath, this feels good. Oh. Oh, mate, I knew there was something special about you. Yep. Yeah, all right. Yeah. You're better than all those bogans on the beach right now. Yeah, this feels real. I reckon I could ride this rooster for hours. Yep. I can't do this. This is too much. I was like, I can't. I'm just going to say, I cannot read this script like this. Oh, I really can't. Oh, no. Because, oh, no. Nah. No, I'm just reading the rest of it. I can't do it. Oh, dear. Oh, my God. I hope this is not what people think Australians are. Oh, and can I say, if you are not Australian, we don't say fair dinkum. Our parents might. My parents might. But, oh, gosh. To the blessed Gawonzu 2 for writing this script. I appreciate you gave it a red hot go. I appreciate it. I'd like to hear someone properly fill it, actually. I can't. There are so many terms I actually want to add into this and maybe revise the translation. But for now, I'm going to have to call it quits. Oh, dear. The local Aussie girl. Clearly, I don't sound like that. I can. Then get me started and I can sound like the Outback girl. For what you've listened to so far, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it immensely. And I think I'll just put this up as a shit post. We'll go from there. If you are Australian, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I apologise now. Oh, it's all good fun. It's all really, really good fun. It's all bloody good fun, mate. So I hope you've had a giggle like I have, and we'll get back to our regular programming soon.